or the sky itself. What I'm suggesting is the sky itself. Is the best thing you can be. And you don't have to create it. It's already at the core of you, waiting for you to discover it. If you keep looking for it in your experiences, through your experiences, you will get closer if you're lucky. You will have bigger and better glimpses of it. You will open more to it, if you're lucky. But you can't get there from here. Eventually, at some point, you'll have to make a jump from your experience, and you're experiencing into that which is greater than any experience, experiencing, or experiencer. You'll have to make a jump, a leap from time and space into eternity and infinity. I encourage you to see that, to see that the end point of life is not a good life. The end point of life is that which is beyond all experience, that which is the source of everything. That which already is, and that we, in our limited way, in our limited experience, call truth, or God, or reality, or consciousness. I'm simply suggesting it's even bigger than anything any of those names suggest. So come back to the room and bring as much of the sky within you back with you as you can. And if you really can sense that all experiencing comes from something much deeper that has nothing to do with experiences, then see how much you can enjoy that right now.